Our top story for this half hour, U.S. military officials confirmed that three servicemen killed in southern Afghanistan were American. The troopers lost their lives in a roadside bomb attack by Taliban militants in Helmand province. Friday's deaths bring to 30 the number of U.S. forces killed in Afghanistan so far this year. More than 3,400 foreign service members, most of them American, have been killed since the 2001 U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan. Our correspondent Faiz Khurshid joins us via satellite from the Afghan capital Kabul with more on the incident that took place in Helmand in southern Afghanistan. Faiz, give us the details, please.
Party, it's another deadly attack on American troops here in Afghanistan. These American soldiers were patrolling in Helmand when hit by a roadside bomb. As you said, the bomb was planted by the Taliban militants. It remains the biggest killer of foreign troops in this country. It's the weapon of choice of the Taliban militants, and these roadside bombings inflicted heavy casualties on American soldiers over the past 12 years in this war-torn country. And the deaths of these three American soldiers have been confirmed by Pentagon in U.S. military headquarters here in Kabul. A huge blow, of course, to U.S. forces now here in Afghanistan. The U.S. military men have already expressed their concerns about growing Taliban attacks in this country. We understand that Taliban launched a massive spring offensive now here in Afghan, and American forces remain their soft targets. It's much more now Afghan forces that are being killed and wounded by the Taliban attacks, because they can be seen much more now on the front lines fighting with the Taliban militants. But yes, the U.S. forces are now carrying out their military operations by air. They have to go also by road to get their supplies from one region to other, and they are very vulnerable to roadside bombings of the Taliban militants.
Faiz, we are in the midst of the Taliban spring offensive, as you mentioned. How come year on out, foreign forces haven't managed to repel this seasonal offensive by the Taliban?
Well, Taliban launch a spring offensive every year here in Afghanistan, but 2014 is a very crucial year for the Afghan people. The Afghan people went to the polls to pick their next president. The final results have not come out yet. We don't know the name of the winner of this election yet. And we understand that the drawdown has also started. Most American troops are expected to leave this country and go home by the end of this year. But let's not forget that President Obama has already announced that he wants to keep about 10,000 American troops here until 2016. And many here believe that this announcement has further angered the Taliban militants, and more such attacks should be expected. The spring offensive is, of course, now in full swing, and it's also Afghan forces that continue to launch operations against the Taliban militants across this country, and they are now taking the lead of these military operations. To the Afghan government, it's just a propaganda, but Taliban, with such attacks, especially the one that happened yesterday in Helmand, prove that they are still remain undefeated, despite the presence of a large number of American and Afghan forces.
Thank you very much, Faiz. Press TV's Faiz Khurshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.